Today's daf is daf vav. I assume you guys got to the top of whoever wasn't here yesterday. The two dots. Hatzad ha-shavah shaben. The Misha had described to us the different dots. Dalet avos nezikin, the difference between the few, how this one's different than that one. And then the Gemara says, the Mishra says, Hatzad ha-shavah shaben, the common denominator, that all of them is the shmir asan alecha, mamon chalecha, and therefore they're all chayv. So what's this extra line in the Mishnah? What's it coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Lasuyamai, what's this line again? Havatzad ha-shavah shebehen, what's it coming to include? So Amar Abaye says, Lasuye avano sakinu masao. As I told you, get familiar with that term. Avano sakinu masao. To include that case of a rock, a knife, or some type of package, shenichan berosh hagag, that's placed on a rooftop. V'naflu b'rach mitzuya, a common wind comes, blows it off, v'hezikun, causes damage to someone, something below. So that's the case he's talking about. That's being included in the word Hatzad Hashava Shabhan. So the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what's the scenario exactly when it falls off the roof? If while it's going and moving, it hits someone while coming down, Hainu Esh, that's no different than Esh. It's a total of an Esh, or maybe even an Av, considered of the same level. Maishno Esh, Dekach Acher Murabo. Why is it any different than Esh? Where there's a Kach Acher, there's this Ruach, there's this wind that blows the Esh and makes it move. And Esh is mamoncha, it's your money, your responsibility. Ushmirasan alecha, you need to guard it. Haninami, these two also. If I left my avanus akinu masao and kach acher murabahen, and a wind blows it off and hits someone while moving, it's mamoncha, it's my package, it's my knife, it's my rack. Ushmirasan alecha, and I need to watch it. So that would already be the case of Esh. You don't need to have a separate line teaching us this type of nezek. Ela, it must be basar denaichi. It's after it fell down. Now it's on the floor in Rishus HaRabim. So if it fell down on the floor now, that's also not a new case. Edaf Karinu, exactly, if you're mafkir that already, Bain Lirav, Bain Liyisrael, Hainu Bor, they both hold. If you're mafkir, any object in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's a din of Bor. We already mentioned Bor in the Mishnah. Maishna Bor, Shekain, Tchilasan, Asila, Nezek. Why is it different than Bor, where the initial digging of the Bor, it was ready potential for damage? Umamon Monchach, considered your money. Ushmirasan Alecha, you have to watch over. So Haninami, Tchilas, Asiasan, Lenezek, the moment that this knife fell, the rack fell, it's already potential for damage. And Mamoncha Shmirasan Alecha, it's your money, you have to watch over it. So that's included under Bor. Ella must be Delo Afkarinu. It must be where it fell to the floor, and you were not mafkir, so it's still my package. So Lishmuel Damar Kulam Mibor Lamanu. Shmuel holds that even when it's not mafkir, it's still learned out from Bor, so Hainu Bor, that's already listed. So what's the case again of Avanos Akinu Masao that's being taught extra in this Mishnah? So the Gemara concludes, Liolam dafkirinu, really you were mafkir, this avanos akinu maso. Ah, why isn't it like Bor? Lo dami labor, it's not similar to Bor. Ma labor shikain ein koach acha murabo, tomer bahani shikoach acha muraban. This is very different. The Bor doesn't move, it's stationary. But these things are able to be moved around. There's no koach acha muraban. That's like a Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything here. Okay. So it's different in that the Esh has some level of or to it, rather ruach mixed to it, and the Bor does not. So the Gemara says, still. So the Gemara says, Esh tochiach. So Esh approved. So you would think that maybe you shouldn't be chayv on this Avanos Akinu Masao, because it's different than Bor, because Bor is stationary, but this moves around. So the Gemara says, well, let's look at Esh, that Esh also moves around, and there's a chiv nezek, so too Avanos Akinu Masao should be chayv in nezek. So Gemara says, "Well, mal esh shekain darchel leilichal hazik." But esh, even though this is a koch acher, it has something else that moved it initially. It continues to move the esh, and it continues goes like the darchel is leilichal hazik. It goes and burns other things. Once this object falls to the ground, there's no. It's not derech leilichal hazik. So the Gemara says, "Bor tochiach." So it's then stationary. It's similar to bor, which is stationary. So this evan that's on the ground is stationary like a bor. So it's similar to bor. It's similar to esh. It's kind of a mix. So therefore, bor tochiach chazar dim. We go back and forth. So through the combination of esh, that's a koch acher muraban, and from bor, that's stationary. That combination teaches us that this case of avanos akinu masov that was on a rooftop fell down with the wind and is now stationary on the floor. That's chayv as well. That's what we're learning from this tzad hashava shebehen in the Mishnah. Okay. This is interesting. When you learn Baba Kama, it's hard to bring this stuff to life. So the back end says that some wonderful shilas that come up related to Nezikin, real halachal maisa shilas. So I'm trying to read through them as we go through the different topics here. So one case he discusses here is a situation of, apparently it was a halachal maisa, that one time on Shabbos they had a bris mila on Shabbos, and they had a goy bring the the baby along with a knife to the shul. And he brought the baby over, and then the guy left, and they realized he had dropped the knife right outside the shul. So it was an issue of hotza. There's no eruv there. So he wanted to know, the shayla is brought down to the Chelkas Yaakov, whether you could use a magnet. Apparently there's a magnet there that you could have just used a magnet and have the knife be pulled in through that magnet. So it seems to be a larger discussion of hotza. So on one hand, one might think it's okay because there's a concept of hotza is only an iser when it's considered orche, when it's the normal way of carrying. This certainly is not normal by using a magnet. Yet on the other hand, there's a concept of grumma, and there's a case the Gemara talks about. Let's say you pour water in a mill, and the mill causes everything to grind. That's grumma, but the Gemara says that's an iser deraisa of tochen. So this also would be somewhat of a grumma. You have something indirectly pulling the hotza. That's the avenue. That's the angle they're taking from the halachas of Shabbos. But then they bring here Tshuva Har Tzvi wants to compare it to our case of a koach acher murabehen. They discuss that since it's something another force that's pulling it, so we see that you're chayiv when something's koach acher murav, that this avano sakinim aso, it's a big jump. I'm not fully getting it. They're saying it falls off the rooftop. The koch acher pushes it off the rooftop and it falls down, so I'm still responsible of any nezek that this causes. So too, this koch acher, this force of the magnet somehow pulls it in, I'm still held responsible for that. I'm not quite getting the jump. It just, you know, summarizes it, so I don't know all the details that's bringing in, but I thought it was an interesting application of this concept. Again, it certainly requires more Ian than just running through the Daf Yomi, but I thought that was interesting. Okay. Gemara now says, Rav Amar, another suggestion, what he thinks this Tzara Shava Shebehen is coming to include, is lasuye bor hamisgalgel beragle odam uveragle behema. The boar, that can't be a real boar, it can't be a pit that's being kicked around by people, but another object, we said anything that falls into Rosh Hashanah, that's hefker, it could be a ball, it could be a rock, becomes a din of boar. So now I drop a ball, and people are starting to kick it, and it kicks that way, and down the street, down the block, around the corner, this person, that animal. So that's going to be a case where you're chayiv as well. So the Gemara asks again, hey chidami, if I was mafkir my ball, bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, haynu bor. That's exactly the same case as bor. Just because one's a pit and one's a ball doesn't make a difference. So maishna bor, why is it different than bor? Shekein tchilas asiyas l'nezek. When the bor was originally dug, it was there with the potential to create damage. Ushmiras olecha, I have an obligation to watch it. Haninami tchilas asiyas l'nezek. Ushmiras olecha. So too when I drop my ball in the street, that also, it was a, now when I place it there, that's potential for damage. Ella must be a case de lo afkarina. I was not mafkir the bull. I just dropped it off, but it had my name on it. It's still mine. The Shmuel, damar kulam mi bor labanu. Shmuel learns that every case, even if there's no hefker, is a derivative of bor, hainu bor. So what's this case of a bor hamisgalgal baragli adam baragli behema? So Gemara concludes the olam dafkarina. Really, I was mafkir my bull in the street. But lo dami labor. But it's not similar to bor. It's a separate case. Why? Ma labor shekain masav garmulo. That the initial action of digging caused the boar to be dangerous. Tomer bahani she'ein masav garmelo. Are you going to say the case of my ball where the maisa was not there for damage? What does that mean? So look at Rashi, masav, right around where we are, a few lines lower down than we are in the Gemara. Rashi says, masav, kriyaso garmo esahezek. My digging of the boar gave the potential for damage. Of a masav shoze lo hiziku el ragli adam uvema shagagulu. I left it down here on this street. And then someone kicked it in that street and went down to Peninsula Boulevard. So that wasn't my Maisa. And the fact that some other guy kicked it to Peninsula Boulevard and a car rode over it and got into an accident, that wasn't my Maisa. So I wouldn't think that I'm chayv on the ball that was placed here and caused damage a few blocks down the, different than boar. So the Gemara says, therefore I would think maybe I'm putter on the ball. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? But then shor yochiach, ma l'shor shekein darcho, so first I would think shor moves. Just like my ball moves, so to Rashi explained, do you see shor yochiach? Rashi says, shor yochiach, I should learn from shor to teach me that my ball would be usher in Rosh Hashanah, would be chayv nezek. Shein maseh bailam garmu hezek el mamon hezek. I didn't do any action to my shor. It happened to be my shor that caused damage, but I didn't do any maisa. So to the ball is my ball, but there's no action that I did that caused the damage, so it's not my maisa, it's just my responsibility that I need to pay for the damage. But then the Gemara says, but it's different. Because Ma'ala Shor Shekein Darcho Le'lechol Hazik. But the shore, I'm more likely to be chayiv on a shore because that's the normal for it to cause damage. My ball doesn't cause damage. So Bor Tochiyach Chazardin Lo Raizeh Lo Kraizeh. Fine. Therefore, we say this is the case that through the combination of learning from shore and from bor, we learn that Tzara Shav Shepen comes to include the case of a bor hamisgalgal. So another interesting shaila that comes up here. It's also like a big jump. It's fascinating how the poskim apply this. So I remember when I was working in PwC, my wife was working there at the same time. So we were on different floors. So one day, what?
Bank?
No, it's an accounting firm. So one day I bought from the snack machine, I bought Oreos for a little snack. And I ate it, and it tasted like they placed salt in instead of the sugar. So I called my wife down to taste it. She refused to taste it. But I was pretty certain they tasted salt. They put salt in instead of sugar. So there's a shaila I saw on the back here that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what happens, let's say they fill up the bag of salt, supposed to be, let's say, sugar, but they accidentally put salt in instead. And they sell it to this guy, to that guy, to that guy. Eventually, some guy bakes a cake with it. He bakes some Oreos with it. And it turns out it's salt instead of sugar. The original guy who packaged it, are they responsible to pay for the damage? It says it's Bor HaMisgalga. He sells it to one guy, to one guy, to one guy, to one guy. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that one would be chayev, the original guy would be chayev, because it was his nezek that he placed originally in that bag, and it went down a few people, a few buyers, to the original goal of making the cake. That's what he was talking about. And then he thought maybe it wouldn't be chayev because hezek shen and nicker. It's hezek shen and nicker. It's not recognizable. Salt and sugar, from the naked eye, a person can't tell. If you look close enough, maybe you can tell a little bit. The crystals are a little bit different. But pashas, you can't tell the difference between sugar and salt. So maybe hezek shen and nicker wouldn't be considered hezek. So that's, again, this is fascinating how you apply these dinim to actual halacha lemaisa. Okay. Gemara says, a third suggestion of what this Hatzad HaShavah Shebehen is coming to include is Rav Ada Bar Ava. Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Lasuye HaDetane, to conclude the following case. Kol Elu Shamru Poskin, Kol Elu Shamru, all these cases that you're allowed to let your sewage and your garbage go to the Rishis Rabim, Poskin and Bivosein, you're able to open up your sewage lines and it just goes to the streets. Or Gorfin Marosein, or from any of the caves, you just throw your garbage out to the streets. So Biyamos HaChama, in the summer, when the streets are nice, it's not raining at all, Ein Lehem Rishus, you have no permission to throw your garbage out to the streets. But Biyamos HaGshamim, where it rains and the streets are muddy and disgusting anyways, so then Yesh Lehem Rishus, you have permission to just dump all your garbage and your sewage out to the streets. So the Gemara says, Afal Pi Shib Rishus, even though I have permission during the Biyamos HaGshamim to empty my garbage out to the streets. Im Hezeko Chayavim L'Shalim, if my sewage, if my garbage causes damage, even though I have rishus to do this, I'm still responsible for anything that happens. So the Gemara wants to know, hechi dami. If while I'm throwing out the garbage, hits some guy in the face and he slips and gets damaged, so that's already, that's considered kocho. What's kocho? You look at Rashi, last line of the page, Rashi says, kocho, hainu, Adam, v'tanele, b'masisa. That's Adam. With anything that comes out, if I'm throwing a ball, if I'm throwing a garbage, that's considered my kocho, an extension of Adam. That's included under the category of Adam Hamazik. So that would be Adam Hamazik, not a separate category. So then the Gemara says, okay, Ella must be basa denayich. After I threw my garbage out, it rested, it was stationary. Hechidam, exactly. Idafkarinu, if I was mafkir, bein l'ra, bein l'shmul, hainu bor. I already know bor. This should be no different than bor, and you should be chayv. Ella must be the lo afkirinu. I was not mafkir my garbage. Well, if I wasn't mafkir my garbage, l'shmuel, I'm a kulam miboro. Same exact structure. So by now, we should be pretty familiar with all these different categories. So hainu bor. So Gemara says, you know what the pshat is here? The olam dafkirinu. Really, I threw my garbage out to the streets. I was mafkir. But lo dami labor. It's not similar to the case of bor. Why? Because ma labor shekein shelo brishus. I don't have permission to dig a pit in rishus rabim. Tomer bahani de brishus. But these cases, I have a rishus to throw my garbage out, and I would think I should be putter from any nezek that happens from my garbage. So the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, Shor Yochiach. I'll learn from Shor. Says Rashi in the top line of Vav Amud Beis, Shor Yochiach Shebrishus Bezdin Hu Mahalach Brishus Rabim. I'm allowed to drive my car. You're allowed to drive. The point of streets are to drive cars. Not the point, but they're made in order to allow me to drive cars. And the shuk was in order to allow me to bring my shore to the shuk and my horses and everything else. Yet even though I have Rishus, I'm still responsible for any damage my shore does. But then the Gemara says you can't learn from shore because Mala Shor Shekein Darchalei Lechul Hazik. Shores are normally damaged as opposed to my garbage doesn't normally damage. So Bor Tochiach, V'chazar Demi, we learn back and forth. So from the combination of shore and bor, I learned that Sara Shava Shebehem, that even this case of the garbage in the shuk, I'm responsible for as well. So that's the third understanding of what Sara Shava Shebehem is coming to teach us.
That's the Masavos HaKinu.
And that was the first case. Now, now we have three different examples of what's being included in Atzad Hashava Shebehen. It seems like from the way they paskin, they're not arguing with each other. They're all true. They're all correct. There are three different examples that are going to be included. Now the Gemara brings a fourth one, which also seems true lehalacha. Again, everyone agrees halacha. How we paskin? The question: what was the Mishnah referring to? Atzad Hashava Shebehen. Which scenario was it referring to? So this is the fourth suggestion. Ravina Amar. To teach us the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that appears in the Maseches Bava Metzia at the end. Hakosel v'ha'ilan, if there's a wall or if there's a tree, shenaflu or shrab, and fell into the shuk. V'zeiko, and it caused damage, pater. Now, it didn't cause damage while it fell. After it fell, then it caused damage. Your pater milshalem. So let's say, nasnu lo zman lakot. Let's say they see the trees falling, or the wall is falling. So the lach is, nasnu lo zman, the bezdin said, listen, you got 30 days to cut this down. Lakot ha'ilan, or listers hakosel, you have 30 days to take care of this. So naflu b'soch hazman, if it falls within the 30 days, so then v'ezeko causes damage, pater, then you're pater because they had 30 days. They were allowed. That was brishus. But if it happened l'achar zman, if it happened after 30 days, they didn't knock it down, and then it caused damage, and they're chayiv because they didn't listen to bezin. There's no brishus anymore to keep up that tree, to keep up that wall. So the Gemara wants to know, now heichidami, what's the case here? De afkirinu, if they're mafkirit, well then we already learned, bein the rabbi and the shmuel, hainu bor. Maishna bor, daziku matzoi, ushmirasan lechna, a little bit different here. Just like bor, the hezek is matzoi, it's common. If there's a pit in the Rosh Hashanah, it's very likely there's going to be someone falling into it. And so, haninami, haziku matzoi, mashmirasan lechna, so too here, with the wall falling and the tree falling, that's haziku matzoi, that's common. So that's already included on the bor. Either lofkarinu, if it's not going to be a case of hefker, the wall and the tree, then l'shmuel, he already learned. Zamar kulam mi borot lamanu. He learned all the cases of bor, hainu bor.
Why does it keep saying, according to Shmuel, Rav, who said, learns it from Shor, right?
Rav learns the case of afkarinu.
By lofkarinu. Shmuel, we said, was bor, and then we said Rav was Shor.
Yeah, so why don't they say Rav, free Rav, it's included under Shor.
Probably just means the same thing, right?
L'chora, but you would think, the Gemara is being so repetitive, it would have also said Rav also. Right. I'm not sure why they left that out. Let's see. So it says in the bottom here, based on apparently the Rashbam and Tosos above earlier, and Gimel Bay says, according to Rav, it's learned out from Karen. And from Karen alone, you cannot learn it. Because you could always ask the question, Malakaren Shahi Bali Chayim, the Kavanas Lahazik. So therefore you need a combination of Karen and Bor. Shmuel, from Bor alone, you could learn it enough. So Karen alone wouldn't be enough because you could ask that question like they had just asked. That's the reason why.
So we would have a teretz according to Rav then.
Exactly. Okay. So Gemara says now, Liolam, where are we? Liolam, Hainu Daf Karina. Really, it's a case where the wall and the tree were to Azmafkir. The Lo Dami, the boar, it's not similar to the case of boar, because Mala boar, Shekein, Tchilasa, Asiyas, Lenezek, when the boar was originally dug, it was potential for damage. Tomer Bahani, Shein, Tchilasa, Asiyas, Lenezek, when I built my house, when I planted my tree, it wasn't for Nezek. Now, 50 years later, now it falls down, it is, but the Tchilasa was not Asiyas, Lenezek. So then the Gemara said, what about Shor Tichiach? Learn from Shor that the Shor is that also the Asiyasin was not Tchilasin Lenezek, but I'm responsible. So too, if the wall falls, I'm going to be responsible. But you can't really learn from Shor because Mal Shor Shikain Darchel Elechul Hazik. The Shor's normal nature is to damage. So Bor Tichiach, Chazor Din, and that's the fourth case of what's being included in the case of Atzad Hashava Shebehen in the Mishnah. Okay. Gemara now says, Kishahizik Chav Hamazik. Mishnah told us when the mazik damages, he's chayiv. So Gemara asks a question: Chav hamazik, chayiv hamazik. What does it mean chav? There's no word chav. If some Israelis here, one Israeli, it's not chav, chayiv. The word is. So why did it say the wrong word? Why did it say chav? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hai Tana Yushalmihu, the Tani Lishna Klila. The author of the Mishnah was a Yushalmi from Eretz Israel, and they taught the Lashon Klila. What does Lashon Klila mean? Does Rashi tell us? Short, very abridged, they would speak quickly, short, you know. Chav hamazik, they save a couple of extra syllables. That's all. They weren't so makbid on diktuk and being exact. Tosis says, oh, there we go. Tosis says, right, chayiv mi baile, bishar duchtin lo daik achi. Oh, other places, we're not medaik this way. Kigon ein chavin ladam, ein chavin ladam, befanav, tofes lebachov, makom shechav lacherim. So we have many places where the word chav is used instead of chayavim. So why are we not medaik elsewhere? The hasam lo shayach lashen chiyav, ela lashen chova. So lashen chova means it's an obligation, a noun, is a chova, so chav makes sense. But when there's a verb chayavin, so chayav is appropriate. Chav is not a verb. Chav is more of a noun, and that's why elsewhere we're not medactic this way. Two dots. The Gemara writes l'shalim tashlumei nezek when the mazik has to pay, so he pays the full amount. So Tanner Bun, the Brisa quotes, this is a very important machlokas here. Meitav sadeu, meitav karmo. The pasuk says yishalem, the best of the field, the best of the vineyard, you have to pay. So who's the best of whose land? Meitav sadeu shanizak. Meitav Karmel Shonizak Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds you do the best of the Nizak's property. So the Nizak, the one who is damaged, so if the Mazik needs to pay back property, he doesn't have money, so he's paying back property, he has to pay a property that's equal to the Meitav of the Nizak's property. Even though he has, you know, he might have, let's say, very expensive properties. So his lowest property is equal to the highest property of the Nizak, let's say. So he has to pay what? The Mazik and the Nizak. Nizak is the one who is damaged. Mazik is the damager. So there must be better terms in law for that. But either way, so Nizak and Mazik. So Nizak has a very low set of properties, and the Mazik has higher end real estate. So the Mazik needs to pay. He could pay his lowest property as long as it equals the highest valued property of the Nizak. That's according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Ba Kasev El Lagavos Nizikin Min Ha'idus. Says only to collect. From the Edis, to collect the Nezikim from the Edis. Edis is also Metav, it's the same word. It's the same idea. The best land, to collect the best land from the Mazik. The Mazik pays from his best lands. So it's possible that even though the Nezik has low-end lands, the Mazik has much higher real estate, he has to pay his best land if he decides to pay from property. He needs to use the best of his own land. And then the Gemara says, and Kavachomer Lehektish. Rashi tells us, we'll see what that means later on. That's going to be tomorrow's daf, Kavachomer Lehektish. But for right now, we see there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether you go based on the Nizak's land or based on the Mazik's land. So what's the machlokas? So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yishmael, Achal Mena Misham Shmena. So I understand a person eats a fat piece of land, so then he pays a fat part of the land as well. Achal Khushav, he eats a weak part of land, Misham Shmena, he has to pay back a fat piece of the land. That doesn't make any sense. He should pay back whatever he ate. Why would he have to pay the Meitav?
So,
what? He ate fruit. He damaged.
No,
let's say the shore damaged the property. He ate the vegetables of that very nice land. It was shemena, so I understand I pay back a shemena land. But if it was a kusha, very weak, terrible vegetables, I need to pay back nice vegetables. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Idi, Bar Avin, Hacha b'mayaskinin, what are we dealing with here? Kigon she'achal aruga ben harugos. The cow went to the land and ate one of the properties, one of the different fields. Unsure, v'lo yadinan ikhush achil if shmein ach. Wasn't sure which vegetables he ate. So since it's a safik, so Rabbi Shmuel says, okay, the Mishal and Shemena, therefore, since it's a Safek, we make them pay the Shemena. Now, if we knew it was a Kusha, in a Chanami, we'd only make the Mazik pay a Kusha back. But if it's a Safek, so when we make him, we're Lahachmer. So we pay, really go Lahachmer, the Gemara asks? Amar Rava, Ma Ili Adinan Techushachel. If we knew that he for sure ate a weak land, certainly, La Mishal Ela Kusha, he'd only pay back a weak part of the land. But Hash, Lo Yadinan, now that we don't know, we're going to be so Machmer on him? We have a concept that goes throughout the Dini Mamanas. We're always going Lakula. What?
Prove it.
Prove it, exactly. Prove it. They're always going Lakula, unless you could prove otherwise that you owe Lakumra. So therefore, the default would be you have to pay the lesser amount. You only have to pay Khusha in a case of Safek. So that can't be the scenario where Rabbi Shmuel makes a person pay the Meitav Sadeo. So Ella, finally, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Hacha B'mayaskinan. What are we dealing with? Kigon Chaisa Edis Denizak Kiziboris Demazik. So let's just get the terms down for a second. Edis is the best of the land, Ziboris is the worst of the land, and Abanidis is right there in the middle. So what happens here is he's paying back money. He's paying back from the property, the Mazik. Now the Edis of the Nizak, the best land of the Nizak, equals the worst land of the Mazik. So the Mazik, yeah, this big real estate guy who damaged this poor guy. So for him, the Ani has nothing. His Edis is nothing compared to what the big Mazik has. So the Ziboris of the Mazik is equal to the Edis of the Nizak. So what's the halacha? Ubaha pligi, this is a very machlokus. Rabbi Shmuel Savar bidin Nizak Shemina, and you go based on the Nizak. So the Nizak's Edis is not so much. So the Mazik pays is worse to the land because that qualifies for the Edis of the Nizak. But Rabbi Akiva Savar bidin Mazik Shemina, no, you go based on the Mazik. So this big real estate mogul, you take his best property, much higher than the Nizak's had, and that's how you pay back. So my time, and what's the basis of this machlokus? Rabbi Shmuel's Nemar Sade Lamata, Nemar Sade Lamata, it says Sade and elsewhere. Where's the other appearance of the word Sade? Both in the same pasuk, right? The pasuk says, right. It says Sadeu, Ki Yaver Ish Sade in the beginning of the pasuk. When you burn the Sade of the Nizak, so the Nizak here is he's the object that we're referring to here. So he's the object, his field is burnt. So Ma Sade Amor Lamala in the pasuk is the Nizak's field is burnt. So at the end of the pasuk, when we say "b'sade acher meitav sadehu," we're referring to the sade of the nizak. That's why you go based on the nizak's properties, his edus, his meitav. So af sade amur lamata the nizak. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva meitav sadehu meitav karmo yishalim. The hoyach the kamishalim. You're referring to the sade, the guy who's being mishalim, the guy paying, the mazik who's paying. You pay sadehu his field. You go based on his levels of edus and ziboris. So you pay the edus of the mazik. That's how Rabbi Kiva understands it. So Rabbi Shmuel's response is a honey gzer shava, a honey kra. They're both true. I can work together both the gzer shava connecting back to the beginning of the pasuk of the nizak sade, and I could also say referring to the sade of the mazik. How so? A honey gzer shava kidikamina. The gzer shava still is in effect because, like I said above, that you go based on the edus of the nizak. That's what the gzer shava tells me. You go based on the nizak's edus. But so to a honey kra, the end of the pasuk, which seems to be referring to dafka the sada of the mazik, that also still works. How? Kigon de islay mazik edus viziboris. So the mazik has two lands, one really high end land and one low end land. The edus le nizak. Viziboris de mazik lo shavyak, edus de nizak. So let's see. Now the edus of the nizak, now Rabbi Shmuel says you always go based on the nizak's property. So his best land, the edus of the nizak, viziboris de mazik lo shavyak, it does not equal to each other. Lo shavyak edus de nizak. So what are you supposed to do now? They're not equal, it's not working, it doesn't always work out well. That let's say you have three grades. Let's say they have five grades, makes things more complicated. So it's very possible that the edus of the Nizak won't line up with the Ziboris of, or any of the properties of the Mazik. So what are you supposed to do now? Do you go lower or you go higher?
It's more valuable than Ziboris of the Mazik?
It doesn't say which one it is. It just doesn't line up. So do you go higher or do you go lower? It doesn't equal each other.
Because you think if it's under the Ziboris of the Mazik, you'd still default to the next one.
I guess you know the choice. You wouldn't drop up two rungs. So it must be lower.
It must be that it's somehow above the Ziboris of the Mazik.
Right, the Edis of Nizak is a little between the Edis and the Ziboris of the Mazik. So the Gemara says now, what do you do? So says the Gemara, so therefore, the Mishalim la Mimetav Didei, you pay from the best of the Mazik now. That's where Rabbi Shmuel says sometimes you do have to go based on the Mazik, that this case where it's not equal to each other, you can't say, lay ta'at gavim mitziboris, ela gavim mimetav. You can't say, oh, come collect from my lower end value. Rather, we go up to the higher end. Even though it's much higher than the edus of the Nizak, still it's better than going lower than the edus of the Mazik. Okay, we'll stop here. And Rit Hashem, tomorrow we'll go through this Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Kiva of connecting it to Hekdesh.